Well, we are approximately at the middle of Lent already. This is, you could call, mid-Lent Sunday. That's why we have a little emphasis on rejoicing today, Laetare Sunday. Ash Wednesday was 3 weeks ago last Wednesday, and Easter Sunday is 3 weeks from today, so about in the middle. It happens that we have two anniversaries on display before us today. One goes back 500 years and one goes back 1 year. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. 500 years ago, the arrival of the Christian faith in the Philippines. Later today, the Pope is going to offer a special mass in St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City in honor of the 500th anniversary. So Pope Francis, together with Cardinal Tagle and other representatives of the Filipino community in Rome, will gather for a mass. 10 o'clock a.m. Rome time, 5 p.m. Manila time. That's 500 years ago, celebration today. 1 year ago, the start of the worldwide lockdown due to fear of the spread of the coronavirus. I don't have to explain that one. We're still in it. We're still here in the pandemic. So we observe, on one hand, a joyful celebration of the love of God and the gift of faith, and on the other hand, a sad recognition of one long year of suffering. And this sets before us something to ponder, something to reflect on. On the one hand, the love of God, and on the other hand, the reality of human suffering. And at first, it always seems like these two just don't go together. How can God love us and allow suffering? How can divine love tolerate so much suffering? If you look at the social media, I'm sure you'll be able to find lots of complaints and lots of mockery about the 500 years of the gift of faith. As if it's not 500 years to celebrate, it's 500 years to complain about. And if you look at the social media, there are lots of complaints about the pandemic too. And actually, at the root of all the reactions to the pandemic is mostly fear. The world is gripped with fear. Not with faith, with fear. Well, fortunately, or thanks be to God, we don't base our life on news stories. We don't base our life on social media. We don't even base our life on anniversaries. We base our life on the Word of God, on what God has revealed to us. Not on what man says, but on what God says. So let's look today at what God says in the readings. Today's gospel includes one of the most often quoted verses in the Bible, John 3:16. If you say John 3:16 in a Protestant church, they will all know exactly what you mean because they all memorize this verse, John 3:16. We Catholics who don't typically memorize verses, we might not be able to quote it so easily. So let me read it for you again. I'm sure it's familiar. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Maganda talaga. Mas mahaba sa Tagalog. I looked it up in my Tagalog Bible. Sapagkat kayong nalaman ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sangkatauhan, kaya binigay niya ang kanyang kaisa-isang anak upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Yan ang hindi para sa ating puso, para sa ating kaluluwa, hindi ng buhay. And this is very important because at the core of this verse is the heart of the Christian message, which is that God loves the world. He loves the world so much, he sent his son to save us. God loves the world. God loves us. God loves you. God loves me. He loves us enough to sacrifice for us. God wants us to have eternal life. He wants us to be happy forever. This is basic. This is the most basic thing you can say about God. This is the good news. But, and this is always the objection, if God is love, and if God loves us so much, well then, why are we in such a mess all the time? Why is the world in such a terrible condition? Why is there still a worldwide pandemic? Why do innocent people suffer and die? And there's no simplistic answer to that question or to the problem of human suffering. It will help us, though, if we recognize that there is often a difference between what God wants and what we want. A difference between what God loves and what we love. God wants us to have eternal life. Very basic. Central to our whole faith. God wants us to have eternal life. What do we want? Well, very often we want something right now. We want comfort, we want fame, we want money, we want pleasure, we want security, whatever. We're not even thinking of eternal life. We're just thinking about waiting for the pandemic to be over so that we can go back to normal life. That's what everybody's thinking about. Not about eternal life. We're thinking about normal life. See how limited we are. This is not a new problem. This conflict between God's good plan for us and our plan for ourselves is very old. And it's well described in today's first reading, taken from the second book of Chronicles, a kind of summary of a long phase of Jewish history. It's good to look at history because when we get preoccupied with what's going on right now or what's in the news right now, we forget the patterns that are so instructive to us. Well, Jewish history tells us, and this is not just 1 year or even 500 years. This is thousands of years of history. God loved his people. He chose his people. He showed them the way. He sent them messengers. He sent them prophets to teach them and to guide them. But the people did not respond. The people mocked his messengers. They despised his warnings. They scoffed at his prophets. They added infidelity to infidelity with blatant disregard for God's law or his love. That description of the people of God thousands of years ago applies to us today. In fact, it seems to be more, a better description of our age even than those days. What's the result? First reading makes it very clear. Suffering. The whole kingdom of Judah gets wiped out. The whole city of Jerusalem gets destroyed. The temple is torn down. The city of Jerusalem knocked down. The people are either killed or they're driven into exile into Babylon. The horrible period of history we refer to as the Babylonian exile. And the reading makes very clear the connection which the people themselves might not have seen at first. The connection is this. Their suffering is a result of their own sins. Their suffering is a consequence of their sinful decisions to refuse to follow God. And they can complain all day, if they want to, that God doesn't love them, that God is allowing them to suffer and that life is not fair. They can complain about it, but it's not true. God loved them, but they did not love God in return. They loved their own will more than they loved God's will. Okay, that's the bad news. Let's go back to the good news. The good news. Let's go back to this verse, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. This is very important. It's not just love the idea or love a proclamation from thousands of years ago. He gave a gift as a sign of his love. When we love someone, we give them gifts. He gave his son. This is the greatest evidence of the love of God. This is the answer to the bad news, to the problem of sin, the Father's gift of the Son. And it's also the answer to the seeming conflict between the love of God and the problem of human suffering. How does God deal with this conflict? He jumps into the middle of it. He joins us in suffering. God suffered in Jesus Christ. It's not human suffering over here and God's love over there. On the cross, it's God's love taking on the whole package of human suffering, taking it on himself. We'll see this in Holy Week, of course, in just a couple of weeks. We'll see the love of God. We'll see that the love of God is so great that he would rather take the suffering due to sin, he'd rather take it on himself than lose us. That's what we celebrate in Holy Week. Okay, this comes up in the next verse. God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. The whole point is to save us. That's why this is Laetare Sunday, Rejoice Sunday. We're rejoicing that God loves us so much that he wants to save us. God loves the world, he sends his Son. What comes next? That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. There it is again. Buhay na walang hanggan. And this is essential, that this is our part in the story. God loves the world. We didn't have anything to do with that. He loved the world before we even existed. God sent his Son. We didn't have anything to do with that either. He sent his Son already. In fact, this comes up in today's second reading, when St. Paul mentions how the amazing thing about the love of God is that his love is so great that he loved us when we were still dead in sin. Okay, God loves the world, he sent his Son. That was God's part. Now let's jump to our part. Whoever believes in him, that's us. Whoever believes in him, and God doesn't force his love on us, he doesn't force salvation on us. He offers his love as a gift. He offers his life in Christ his Son. But we have to accept it. That's what we call faith. That's where this belief comes in. Whoever believes in him, that is, whoever has faith in him, should not perish, but have eternal life. See, the goal here is eternal life with God. That's what God wants. And that's what he invites us to accept and to receive. Eternal life with God. The goal here is not to end wars and end poverty and end pandemics and get rid of all our sufferings. Those are all good. But even if there was no more pandemic, even if there was no more war or no more poverty, we still wouldn't be satisfied because we're made for eternal life. So our goal is buhay na walang hanggan. Okay. That's just one verse. That's just John 3:16. I won't do any more. The season of Lent has plenty more to tell us. Let's use the second half of Lent to delve more deeply into this journey to eternal life. That's Lent. This Mass has a lot more to tell us because we're going to encounter this love in the Eucharist here at the altar. This love, which is promised in the Gospel, is made present to us right here in the Mass. But in the meantime, let's at least let this one verse, this one word, be planted deep in our hearts. God so loves us that he gives us his only Son, that we may believe in him and not perish, but have eternal life. That's a gift that sustains us today. It sustains us this one year, or however long this pandemic will last. It sustains us for 500 years. It's a gift for eternal life. Buhay na walang hanggan.